Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at CraigTOwens.com. Today's audio blog is the audio of a video I shared today. If you would like to watch the video, or if you'd like to check out some related sources, take a look at the show notes.
Interesting that that phrase gets repeated again right near the end of Jesus' public ministry, where God says again, look, this is my son, listen to him, I'm pleased with him, he's doing my business, he's doing the work that I've given him to do. But here's his empowerment to do the work, his resource to do the work. The Father is working. I need to see him working. I need to hear what it is that he's saying. And the Holy Spirit is my connection for me to do that. Now, let's remember that while Jesus is on earth, when he is incarnate, when he is in flesh, he didn't stop being God. But what he chose to do was to not use his deity. He chose to walk out the way that we would walk out our daily life as a human. He chose to do it that way. So when he says, I'm seeing my Father and I'm hearing his voice, that's not, well, yeah, of course you are because you're God. I'm not using my godness. I'm not using my deity to do this. I'm doing this exactly the same way that I would expect that you could do it. And that's with the help of the Holy Spirit. And so then Luke picks it up in the first verse of Luke chapter 4, as Jesus now starts his public ministry, he says Jesus was full of the Spirit and he was led by the Spirit. Now, the fact that Luke says this right at the front of the ministry, we can take this as being something that is a constant throughout his ministry. So we don't read later on, Jesus healed this man because he was full of the Spirit and led by the Spirit. Jesus taught this message, being full of the Spirit and being led by the Spirit. He says, I'm saying it right up front. Every place that he goes, he's full of the Spirit. He's led by the Spirit. He's able to see what the Father is doing through the Spirit. He's able to hear the Father's voice and think the Father's thoughts through the Spirit in everything that he does. And so then Jesus echoes that in his first sermon here in Luke chapter 4. He quotes from the prophet Isaiah, the Spirit, capital S, the Holy Spirit, is on me. That's what Luke just said. He was baptized in water and the Holy Spirit sat on him. He was full of the Spirit. He was led by the Spirit. Jesus said, yep, that was the fulfillment of the prophecy. The Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to preach the good news to the poor. He sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. That word there, anointed, we could, to use our analogy that we just talked about with employers, that's the equipping. That's the resourcing. He's saying, I can only do this whole list of thing here, preaching the good news, proclaiming freedom, recovery of sight, releasing the oppressed, proclaiming the year of the Lord's favor. I can only do that because I've been resourced to do it. I've been authorized to be able to do it. Later on, when we talked about Peter last week speaking at Cornelius' house, Peter sums up all of the ministry of Jesus by really this sermon right here. God anointed, there's that same word, because he has anointed me to preach. Okay, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and he went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil because God was with him. Everywhere he went became holy ground. Every moment became a sacred moment. Everything that you would think is work was worship. It was worshipful work because he was occupied about the Father's business. He was resourced by the Holy Spirit and equipped to do that, and he had the example to follow.
Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now. To order, go to CraigTOwens.com.